We'll listen to Ronnie. Ronnie remembers. Remembers the oldies, the 50s and 60s.
Now I've got a guy and his name is Dooley. He's my guy and I love him truly. He's not good looking, heaven knows, but I'm wild about his crazy clothes.
Some people think that the artist who I'm about to introduce recorded the first rap hit to make the national top 3 on the record chart. Well, maybe it was, even though back then it wasn't called rap. It sure sounds to me like a rap record. It turned her into an overnight success. And right now, I am pleased to introduce the artist who sang that silly but very memorable tune, Pink Shoelaces. And she's also the youngest female singer ever to sell a million copies of a single. Her name is Dodie Stevens, and I have her on the phone. Dodie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ronnie.
I bet you that you didn't know that when you recorded Pink Shoelaces, you were going to be really the first rapper to do what I just said.
I know, isn't that, that's pretty amazing. I hadn't really thought about it then. Of course, back then, rap was not anywhere, that terminology was nowhere around.
It was never used,
but,
yeah.
No, never, but in today's music, when you think about it, that's exactly what I was, because all the verses in the song are all talked as opposed to sung.
They sure are. And
so there I am.
Yeah, there you are. And yeah. And it is true that you were the youngest million-selling artist then at the time,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Do you still have that? Do you still hold that record?
I believe I do.
Well, congratulations.
I believe I do. Unless, I'll tell you what, here's one who might have trumped me.
Who?
Maybe Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but he's male.
Exactly, that's true. Yes, he is. Okay, well then I guess I'm still
actually,
in.
Actually, I think I said youngest female artist. Now, let me see if I did. Youngest female singer, so I think that eliminates any doubt.
It does, okay.
Well, we're going to move right along now. You didn't start out as Dodie Stevens.
No, I didn't. I started out, well, my real name is Geraldine Ann Pasquale, a little bit of Italian going on in me.
Mm-hmm.
But as I continued with my singing, which I started singing very, very young. I was taking lessons at the age of 5.
Wow.
And the first record that I had was a song called Merry Go, Merry Go Round at the age of 7.
Right.
And I was using the name Jerry Pace. P-A-C-E, Jerry Pace.
How'd you come up with Jerry Pace? I guess you wanted to change the Pasquale.
The Pasquale was just a little bit of a long name, and people they'd look at it and not know how to pronounce it. And so my father, being Italian and born in Italy, he said, well, let's maybe shorten it up a little, and let's make it mean something, which is a good something. And I believe he came up with Pace, that is the American or English way of pronouncing it, but in Italian it would be pace, which means peace.
Okay. I understand, assuming that this is correct, this information, I understand that you performed it on Art Linkletter's House Party TV show?
I did.
Well, and it was released on Gold Star Records. Does anybody have a copy of that?
Well, I think my parents did, and it was on a 78. They are both deceased, and I have no idea.
Oh, 1954. Well, I probably won't be able to play it then. Merry go, merry go round. So instead of me playing it, could you just sing a couple of bars?
Something about, I love the razzmatazz that the melody has on the merry go, merry go round. Something like that.
Great.
I love the old harmony of the calliope on the merry-go-merry-go-round.
Well, you don't realize it, but you just re-recorded it. I'm going to release it on the Ronnie label. And it's going to be your next hit record.
Why not? I'm ready.
And you're going to be Jerry Pace again.
Okay, I'll go for that.
Now, you did some more TV work prior to Pink Shoelaces. In fact, it was some TV work that you did that led to Pink Shoelaces. So maybe you could fill us in on that, please.
Sure. I was on a television show, a local Los Angeles TV show, and it was a musical variety show. It was called Strictly Informal, and I was the guest, one of the guest artists. There was another artist on the show that was recording for Crystalette Records, and they were playing his newest release. I was on the show as well, and I was just, I don't even remember what I sang, but I sang a couple of songs. Right. And the president of Crystalette Records was watching the show to see his artist sing his release. Mm-hmm. And that's how he saw me, quite by accident. But, of course, things really don't happen by accident.
There's always a reason, right?
There's always a reason, yeah. In retrospect, you can usually see it. So he was watching the show to see his artist and saw me and really liked me and contacted the TV station and talked to my parents, asked if I was on a record label, and they said, of course not. I was 11 years old.
Right.
And he said, well, because she's so young, I need to find just the right song for someone her age, mm-hmm. and I will be in touch with you. So he took down my parents' phone number, and it was almost 2 years later when we heard from him again, and he said, remember me? Here I am with a song called Tan Shoes and Pink Shoelaces, which I think would be perfect for your daughter.
I want to point out one thing. His name was Carl Burns.
Carl Burns.
Right. So what was your reaction? He called on the phone and he said, I got a perfect song. Is that how he contacted you again?
Yeah, he called on the phone, talked to my mom and dad and said, you know, I hope you remember me, and refresh their memory. And, of course, you know, it had been, like I said, almost 2 years. So then they quickly remembered, and we had a meeting very shortly after that and played me the song, and I didn't like it.
May I ask you, what didn't you like about the song?
I thought it was too silly.
Oh, I always thought it was such a serious song. This guy that's getting ready to die, and he's getting ready to be buried, and he joins
the
army. Yeah,
but that's not until the very end.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm of course I'm fibbing a little bit. I know it's a silly novelty song.
Silly novelty song.
But,
well, do you want to hear now? Here's some trivia for your listeners,
okay,
which I know you're going to love.
All right.
I found out recently, like in the last 2 or 3 years, that the writer of the song, Mickey Grant is her name.
Yes.
She was writing a lot of songs back then in the late 50s, but she was, her music writing was very serious, very meaningful lyrics. Everything had a message to it,
mm-hmm.
Beautiful melodies, and so her friends bet her that she couldn't write a silly song if her life depended on it.
Uh-huh.
And so she wrote Pink Shoelaces.
That's how it came about? On like,
yeah.
Like on a bet or on a dare?
On a bet or a dare, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. And yeah. You happen to be, I mean, this song could have gone to just about anybody else in the world your age,
mm-hmm.
Who was a singer, and you happened to be in the right place at the right time, albeit 2 years later, after
yeah.
you thought, you probably had pretty much forgotten about that guy and said, hey, you know, let me make promises. And,
you know, in the music industry, that's certainly not unheard of, you know. So, yeah, I forgot, my parents forgot.
Right.
And
he comes
along with this record, and
wow! And you,
I didn't like, as I said, I didn't like it. I really wasn't eager to record it, but you know, I had nothing to lose, and just going into a recording studio was going to be pretty exciting again. Since the last time I had been in one was when I was 7 with Merry Go Merry Go Round.
Now tell me a little bit about the recording session for Pink Shoelaces. Are you back in those days? I think you had to actually sing with the band playing at the time you were singing, right?
Exactly. It was all live. The band,
right.
The background singers, me. So, you know, if anybody made a mistake,
right.
You'd have to go back to the very beginning,
right.
and record the thing all over again.
Yeah.
Fortunately, with Pink Shoelaces, and as I recall, we only did about 2 or 3 takes.
Okay, and then you got it right.
Got it right.
This was like the third take.
probably the third
right.
take.
Now, how many instruments were on it? Do you recall how many musicians there were?
As I recall, there couldn't have been more than 4. Actually, there had to just be 4.
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
It's very it's very, very catchy. You had some background singers on the record too, right?
Yeah. That's yeah. Right. Male singers. Back then, they didn't use a lot of.
That's right.
Female singers.
That was interesting.
Yeah, they used male singers, and it was one of the male background singers that actually speaks that part in the last verse where he says, just before the angels come to carry me, I want it down and right and how to bury me. That was one of the background singers.
You didn't use the name Jerry Pace. You used the name Dodie Stevens.
When I was discovered on the variety show when I was 11, I was using the name Jerry Pace. And when I signed with Crystalette Records to record Pink Shoelaces a couple of years later, Carl Burns decided that he really wanted to change my name. So that's what he did. And it wasn't just him. He was having drinks with a fellow by the name of Johnny Grant. Johnny Grant was the mayor of Hollywood, but at the time he was a disc jockey in Los Angeles. And so the two of them were kicking around different names. Carl Burns told Johnny Grant that, oh, I just signed this girl to the label and I need to change her name and I want it to be cute because she's very cute and she's young. And so Dodie was born at that moment in time.
Well, that was Dodie, and what about the Stevens?
Stevens was just kind of a name that sounded cute and simple and easy to remember, and it sounded good with Dodie.
When they told you you were going to be Dodie Stevens, what was your first reaction? Did you see yourself as a Dodie Stevens all of a sudden?
No, I didn't. I liked the last name. I thought Stevens was real simple and easy, but I didn't like Dodie. To me, it sounded real young, and of course, I wanted to be older than my years.
But you did grow into it, and I think you've gotten to like it. I think it's fair to say.
It is.
Now I've got a guy and his name is Dooley. He's my guy and I love him truly. He's not good looking, heaven knows, but I'm wild about his crazy clothes. He wears tan shoes with pink shoelace, a polka dot vest, and man oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelace and a big Panama with a purple hat band. He takes me deep sea fishing in a submarine. We go to drive-in movies in a limousine. He's got a whirly birdie and a 12-foot yacht. Ah, oh, but that's an all he's got. He's got tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Going to war, so he went out and enlisted in a fighting corps. Thought he landed in the brig for raising such a storm. When they tried to put him in a uniform, he wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man oh man, he wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. One day, Dooley started feeling sick, and he decided that he better make his will out quick. He said,
just before the angels come to carry me, I want it down and right and how to bury me.
I wear a tan shoe with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man oh man, tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band.
That was Dodie Stevens and Pink Shoelaces. A lot of people seem to want to extend the title and add the tan shoes and pink shoelaces.
Well, but you know, and sometimes I have to refer to it in that lengthy title because if I say pink shoelaces, you know, I'll see like this questioning look on their face. And then when I say tan shoes and pink shoelaces, oh, yeah, I remember that.
I know the song. The tan shoes make a big difference.
It does. It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought that was the title.
Did you tour with that record?
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you toured, did you take that guy along that did the Dooley, or did you just pick up a different Dooley at every different venue that you did?
I'll tell you what, usually it was me that spoke that line.
You would do it? You would do kind of like Linda Laurie did with Ambrose, you know, just keep walking.
Yeah, exactly. I would just kind of change my voice into a deeper tone. But I was the one that did it. A few times there was somebody in the band that could speak it, but that didn't happen often.
Your follow-up to Pink Shoelaces was kind of a little bit of a dilemma because you had two sides that each got a lot of airplay.
Yeah.
But neither side, as a result, the stations really didn't know which one to go on. So there was a kind of split play type of a situation.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to play both sides.
All right, good. Yeah.
The first song I'm going to play is called Yes Siree.
Mm-hmm.
And who wrote Yes Siree?
I have no idea.
So that was not a Mickey Grant song as far as you
know.
That
was not. No, she never wrote another song for me. I don't think she ever wanted to write another silly song.
She wanted to write.
Is.
But Yes Siree was kind of the same sort of like novelty feel of Pink Shoelaces.
Yeah.
It was a more... I'd like to say it was a more serious song, but it wasn't all that serious.
No, not at all.
It was just fun. Did you like Yes Siree?
No.
Okay. No, the answer is no, siree.
I like the flip side.
Oh, we're going to get to the flip side. We're going to play with Yes Siree first, though.
Yeah.
That's okay. So
sure.
Here is Dodie Stevens and Yes Siree.
Yes Siree.
Yes Siree.
We agree.
We agree. Yes Siree.
You're for me. Can't you see? You and me gotta be what we like. We both like. Yes, sirree, we agree. Yes, sirree. We like to Friday hop when we bop.
We like a charcoal steak, chocolate cake, dogs and beans.
Tight blue jeans, we like to flip our lips. With the kids, yes, siree, you and me gotta be.
Side right now, and the flip side is very special because it was the title song of a well-known and very successful motion picture starring the fantastic Danny Kaye.
I loved The Five Pennies. I loved it.
Now, I did see the film, but I didn't recall if your version of the song was heard in the film. Does Danny Kaye sing it in the film, or does somebody else sing it in the film? I'm not sure.
I didn't sing it in the film. I think what might have happened, and it was so long ago, I'm not clear on this. I thought that maybe it was played at the end of the movie while the credits were rolling. I was invited to the premiere of the movie, and that was pretty exciting to meet Danny Kaye. And Tuesday Weld was in the movie, and Louis Armstrong was in the movie. So that was pretty thrilling to you know, just be invited.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little pennies.
This little penny is to wish on and make your wishes come true. This little penny is to dream on and dream of all you can do. As bright as a whistle, light as a thistle, quick as a wink, up on its twinkling toes. Oh, this little penny is to laugh on to see that tears never fall. This little penny is the last little penny, and most important of all, for this penny to love on. And when love in heaven is there, so with just 5 pennies, if they're these 5 pennies, you'll be a millionaire. Never fall.
This little penny is the last little penny,
most important of all, for this penny is to love on. And when love is heaven is there, so if just 5 pennies, if they're these 5 pennies, you'll be a millionaire.
Tony, that's a beautiful song.
Thanks, Ronnie. I love that song. I'll tell you why. I was trained from the age of 5 through 15 with weekly voice lessons, and I was singing a lot of ballads. I had 2 or 3 teachers during that span of time, and they were Judy Garland fans, Doris Day fans, Ella Fitzgerald. I mean, I learned some really great music because I was singing their songs. And you had to have a pretty good voice to be able to sing their songs.
Right.
And because I was trained weekly, my voice was developing and it was getting more mature and way beyond my years. So when I was able to sing the 5 pennies, it was like, oh, okay, now I'm home. Now I feel like what I've learned all these years
yeah.
is going to be put to good use in this kind of song.
Yeah, and the 5 pennies represents closer to who you are rather than Pink Shoelaces, as much
yeah.
as successful as Pink Shoelaces
oh,
was.
Oh, I know. I know.
You're a more 5 pennies type of person as far as the singing is concerned. That's how
yeah.
you got a song. My name is Ronnie Allen, and I'm so pleased to be talking with Dodie Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
And the next record is a negative, and we're going to get to it in a moment, and it's called No.
I know.
But before we get to it, you appeared in movies between 1959 and 1962. You appeared in 3 films?
Yes. My first one was with Fabian, my heartthrob, like every other teenage girl on this planet, was so in love with Fabian. And so when I found out that I was not only going to co-star with him in his first film as well, but I was going to play his girlfriend in the movie.
Right.
Double whammy.
Wow.
So, I was so thrilled. Hound Dog Man for 20th Century Fox.
Yeah, and in fact, Fabian had a hit single with Hound Dog Man, the title song from that.
Yeah.
And the flip side was This Friendly World. So he was hotter than a firecracker back in those days.
The second one was Alakazam the Great. That was an animated feature film. I played Dee Dee the Monkey. Once again, his girlfriend.
Of a boy monkey?
Yes, I was.
Oh, my gosh.
And Frankie Avalon played Alakazam, and I played Dodie. I mean, I played...
Not Dodie. You played Dee Dee.
Dodie played Dee Dee.
I wonder if they came up with that character name subconsciously. It was Dodie Dee Dee.
Maybe. I don't know. Certainly was close enough.
Wow. You didn't do any singing in that, though, right?
I did do a song in it, and I don't remember what it was.
Your third film was Convicts 4, 1962,
and I didn't play anybody's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
it was actually, I played the sister to the lead character, and
okay.
it was the life story of Johnny Resco, I believe was his
right.
name.
Yes.
And he was imprisoned for, I don't remember what, probably murder, I thought. And I was his sister, and I went to visit him at one of the visiting times with my mom and dad. And it was just a cameo role. In fact, a lot of the players in the movie
mm-hmm.
were just a cameo role. Like, you know, I think Vincent Price and Sammy Davis Jr. And there were just a number of them where they just had one or two lines, and then you never saw them again.
But still, at the age of 16, I believe you were about 16 by the time you did Convicts 4, you had already done 3 motion pictures.
Yeah.
To one degree or another. Which
yeah.
is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I'm going to move along now to the record that I said I was going to play, which is called No. Paul Vance is one of the two writers of this. Paul Vance and Lee Pockris wrote the song No. And I kind of kidded Paul because at the very end of the record, the singers come in too early. And Paul,
oh,
did
yeah.
you notice that?
I don't think I noticed it. But there again, it goes back to everything being recorded live.
Yes.
And if one person made a mistake, you had to go all the way back to the beginning and
right.
hope that nobody else was going to make a
yeah,
mistake. So if there was just the slightest little blooper, they kept it in.
They did, and then years later, Paul Vance says, oh, you had to be the one to notice that. Yeah. One thing about Paul's songs, Paul often writes songs that have like little twists to them, and this particular song has a twist. You're saying no,
yeah.
but at the very end, it's something a little bit...
Yeah.
In these days, a lot of people would consider this record politically incorrect, but when you recorded it, it was kind of an innocent little, kind of a funny song. Ha, ha,
yeah.
ha, you know?
Yeah.
Times do change.
Don't they?
Don't you understand English? No.
If I'm not a fucking, I gotta do.
And oh no.
And if I wanna do my fucking with you,
please let's go.
Come a little closer, baby.
Of my hand.
Why do you treat me like you do?
Every time I let you kiss me, kiss me.
Know that a girl means yes when she says no.
Yes.
Now back in that era, you could say that, and it was a very innocent, cute kind of play on words. In today, that I would be, and I agree. When a girl says no, she means no.
You did an answer record to Elvis Presley's huge hit, which was called Are You Lonesome Tonight? How did you feel when they told you, okay, you're going to do the answer record to Elvis Presley?
I was thrilled. Thrilled because I was an Elvis fan. You didn't get any bigger than Elvis. So to be singing an answer song to his original recording was quite an honor and a privilege, and it was very, very special. And because it was a ballad, told you I love ballads, I could get into it, my whole heart and soul, and yet when you think back on it, because I was still rather young when I recorded it,
yes.
I didn't know anything about a love affair and being in love with somebody, and yes, my darling, I'm lonesome tonight. I mean, I really had to play that one out as best I could without really knowing what it was like. You know, there wasn't anything I could do to fall back on experience.
Yes, I'm lonesome tonight, and I miss you tonight. I'm so sorry we drifted apart, and my memory strays to those wonderful days when you kissed me and called me sweetheart. All the chairs in the parlor seem empty and bare as I gaze at the doorstep and picture you there. Now my heart's filled with pain. Take me back once again. Yes, my dear, I'm so lonesome tonight.
Yes, my darling, I'm lonesome tonight. I realize now that the world is a stage, and each of us must play a part. I know, too, that fate sometimes acts in strange ways. Yes, Act One is where we met, and I, too, loved you at first glance. But I guess I didn't really read my lines too well. Then came Act Two. I've never changed. There was a misunderstanding. I know now that I shouldn't have listened to a so-called friend. The truth is my love, that she wanted you for her own. You don't really have to doubt me, nor must you go on without me. Yes, the stage is bare, but please wait there. Because I'm coming to you, darling, and we'll be together when they bring the curtain down. Now my heart's filled with pain. Take me back. Yes, my dear, I'm so lonesome tonight.
About half the records, Dodie, that you've done either have yes or no in the title.
Interesting.
I
didn't even think about that, but you're right.
Little bit of trivia there.
Yeah, that's trivia. I guess I just couldn't make up my mind.
Yeah. I found this wonderful song that you did called Trade Winds. Was it a single?
I don't remember if it was a single. You know, I kind of think it was, because at the time I was recording for Dot Records.
Right.
And it seemed like every time I turned around, I was back in the studio recording another single. And so I believe at that time, Trade Winds was one of them. And I liked it. It's a pretty song, and I felt I could really sing it well.
Bring him home,
never more,
never more. to run away to a far off land. So he roamed and he roamed for a long, long time, trying to find peace of mind. Oh, how I long for my Billy Brown, but he's far away from Nassau town.
Mid-60s, you had your child, and,
yes.
And that's your daughter, Stephanie.
Yes, my one and only.
Your one and only, and little did you know that she was going to become a part of an act with you.
Little did I know
little
back then.
Little did you know.
Yeah.
In 1972, you joined Sergio Mendes in Brazil 77.
Yes.
And how long were you with them?
Just a year, 72 through 73, and I toured with them and did a lot of television shows with them, recordings. We did three albums together. It was a great time. It was one of the highlights of my career.
Were you on any of their hit singles?
No, that was before me.
Okay, I see. Well, this was Brazil 77. Actually, they had the hits as Brazil 66. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Then you did backup singing, mm-hmm. backed up Raquel Welch.
Yes, that was my first.
And a few others, Loretta Lynn.
Yeah.
Boz Scaggs.
Yeah.
Harry Belafonte.
Mm-hmm.
And the aforementioned Frankie Avalon.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
And a lot more.
Oh, okay.
Those are just a few.
Those are just a few. This is from your website, so I know it's accurate.
It's very accurate.
Yes.
Yeah.
You worked for 12 years for Mac Davis.
Yes, I did.
A singer dancer.
Yes.
In Vegas, Tahoe, every major music theater across the country.
Indeed.
And you appeared on all of his TV specials
yeah.
for NBC.
Mm-hmm.
And commercials.
Yeah, I did a couple. I did one for Sprint and one for Dole Pineapple.
Don't tell me you were one of the pineapples.
I was not a pineapple.
No.
No.
By the 1990s, you were starring in as well as co-producing your own revue, which was called Bop.
Yeah.
And again, you were playing places like Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
And Reno.
Yeah.
You also toured with a lot of other recording acts from the 50s and 60s.
Oh, yeah. Frankie Avalon again, and Fabian, and Annette Funicello, and recently, the Penguins, and the Drifters, and the Coasters, and Danny and the Juniors. The Fleetwood, probably every group you can think of, everybody that had a hit record back then, and we do a lot of these doo-wop concerts across the country, and I'm still doing them.
Doty, you sent me a CD, which is called Outlaw of the Heart, and the recording act billed on it is A.K.A. Stevens.
Yeah.
Now, that's actually a southern rock band that you formed. It consisted of you and your daughter.
Yeah, we fronted the group. They had a five-piece band, a hot five-piece band.
Kind of a country style, but it's more like southern rock country.
It is, I would say, because my roots were more rock and roll. We put a lot of that into our style of writing and performing it. There are a couple songs on that particular CD that I sent you that are more of a country feel as opposed to rock.
But the one we're going to listen to right now has more of a rock feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Dodie and Stephanie Stevens fronting the group, a.k.a. Stevens. This is Magdalena.
Once upon a time, the vibe was high, but a handful of ashes is all that I got. I was deaf, dumb, and blind then, but now I'm not. Used to close my eyes when I saw him flirt, and I tell myself that it really don't hurt. But now the rain don't deny him of the glory that I heard. Magdalena, Magdalena, I know it's true. Magdalena, Magdalena, my man's been with you. Cause I know he's been cheating, a lying and a stealing, running around all over town with you. Magdalena, Magdalena, when I found out the truth, I nearly lost my head.
From the A.K.A. Stevens album, that was Magdalena. What was the year for this?
1995.
I'm looking at the picture on the front. The two of you look so great.
Thank you.
Oh, it looks like you're smiling right at me.
And I am, Ronnie, I am.
I appreciate that so very, very much. We're going to play one of the tracks right now, which is closer to traditional country. This is called Stonewall's Hymn. What's the significance of the title? And do you know who wrote the song?
Well, I co-wrote it.
Oh,
with,
I guess you know the person who wrote it.
Yeah, well, all of these, other than we've got Chain of Fools on there as well, and that's the Aretha one, and we just kind of made
Colbert
it our own style.
Yeah.
But Magdalena, I co-wrote with Peter Newman. I did that one, and Stonewall's Hymn as well. The background is, I believe it has something to do with Stonewall Jackson's last words before he passed away or something like that. Let us cross over the river and rest. under the shade of the trees.
You're referring now to, of course, General Stonewall Jackson, not to
yeah.
be confused with the country singer who is very much alive.
Yes.
We're going to listen to it right now. The lyrics are kind of meaningful to this. They're even more meaningful than Tan Shoes and Pink Shoelaces.
Yeah, in fact, yes, in fact.
Quite
it
a
is.
Bit more.
Yes.
So look before the DJ comes to play this record. I'm going to play it right now.
This okay.
is Stonewall's hymn, and it's A.K.A. Stevens, Dodie, and Stephanie.
Let us cross over the river and red under the shade.
Another CD, this is a more recent CD, I believe, which you sent me, called Life is a Song, Sing Along.
Yes, it is.
It sure is. That was
I think so.
Yeah. What's the name of the CD, too? Musical Affirmations.
Yeah.
Dodie and Stephanie Stevens. And you open up the CD, and you get a little sheet that has, I had dropped it on the floor here, hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
And it has the lyrics. I understand the original plan was this was going to be a children's CD, but
yes.
then you kind of thought about it, and because of the way you did this, it has, like, even more universal appeal.
It does, because we did it without any instrumentation, which is where doo-wop came from. But most people would think of doo-wop as just a cappella vocals. You sing the song, and, you know, you're snapping your fingers and clapping your hands, and you just hear the song being sung.
Right.
A cappella. Well, we did that, but we also took it a step further and decided to make all the instrumentation come from either our voices or slapping our legs, snapping our fingers, just making it all sound like it was an instrument. We did a string line, we did a bass line, and we did it all without the actual instruments. A cappella, everything.
Less expensive that way, too.
Absolutely.
I haven't been able to decide. I mean, all of these are pretty short.
They are. They're supposed to be. Yeah.
The titles are I Am Happy, My Ark, I Let Go, Life is Good, which is Teresa's song. You know I was going to ask who Teresa was.
Of course. Teresa is a very, very dear friend, and every time you saw Teresa, she'd say, Life is Good.
Okay.
And so she had to be a part of the title.
Life is good, so I say, everything is going my way. Only
yeah.
good, only good, only good is coming my way. The others are Set It Free, Attitude of Gratitude, and Time to Go to Bed.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'm just going to pick just a few of these, and I'm going to combine them into a little medley.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask everybody to listen very carefully, because there may be a surprise quiz after this. Only kidding. This was done in 2009, which is last year, and once again, this is Dodie and Stephanie Stevenson. Medley of the songs from Life is a Song. Sing along.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. I am happy, duke, 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 duke. I am happy, duke, 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 do, do, do. I am happy, duke, 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 do, do, do. I am wealthy, duke, 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 do, do, do. I love you and you love me, living in peace and harmony. I am happy, life is nice.
That this is available, along with other things, on your website. Let me take a wild guess here.
Okay.
www.dodiestevens.com. What I need to do, though, is I need to spell Stevens, because there really are two different ways you can spell Stevens.
Yeah, well, I know. And Dodie.
And for that matter, Dodie, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember now, it's Dodie, not Dee Dee. She's not a monkey anymore. That was only a one-shot role as a
yes,
monkey.
Yes, it was.
Yes, okay. www.dodiestevens.com. That is D-O-D-I-E-S-T-E-V-E-N-S. And you can get Life is a Song, sing along. And also you have...
autographed photos
right.
that are current.
Right.
Photos when I had pink shoelaces out. A lot of people like to see that picture, which is kind of cute.
Last thing I want to ask you is, you are teaching right now? Is this teaching is part of what you're doing?
Yes, it is. I live in the San Diego area,
right.
and I teach voice lessons,
wow.
and I coach stage performance. I've been doing that for about 10 years. It's very enjoyable. It's very rewarding because all that I have learned and experienced in over 50 years in the music industry, I'm able to share it with them and give them what I've learned and what I've loved. Because love, it's a labor of love. It's not work. It's just something that you're born to do, and it gives you great satisfaction and joy in the expression of it. And then you get rewarded for it when you see your audience enjoying it and being entertained, and so everybody gets something from
right.
it.
I guess since you do voice lessons, you could teach me how to sing Pink Shoelaces halfway decent.
I could teach anybody to sing Pink Shoelaces halfway decent.
I could actually do Look Before the Angels Come to Carry Me, I Want It Down and Right, Now to Bury Me.
There you go.
I'm available.
I'll remember that, Ronnie.
I want to wish you all the blessings of the rest of this year and many, many more years to come. You are a total delight, and this was such a fun interview for me. All the best to you and your family.
Thanks, of course. Thanks.
And we're going to close right now with, I promise, you see, I'm keeping good on my promise. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to close with another novelty. Did you have any apprehensions about doing Mersey Goats? That already had been an established hit. obviously.
You know what? I also remember a version that Ella Fitzgerald had of this song.
Well, if it was good enough for Ella Fitzgerald to do...
that's what I thought.
Oh, okay. That was
exactly what I thought.
Well,
if Ella Fitzgerald could do this song, then I'm in good company.
Well, to me, one of the best versions of Mare's E Goats you're ever going to hear. this is Dodie Stevens doing it, and once again, Dodie, thanks a million for everything.
Thank you, Ronnie. I've had a lovely time today.
Mare's E Goats, Joe's E Goats, little Ansie Divey.
Mare's E Goats and Doe's E Goats and little Ansie Divey, a kitty divey too, wouldn't you? Yes, Mare's E Goats and Doe's E Goats and little Ansie Divey, a kitty divey too, wouldn't you? If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing Mare's Eat Oats and Doe's Eat Oats and little lambs eat ivy. Oh, Mare's Eat Oats and Doe's Eat Oats and little lambs eat ivy, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you?
That's the show. Now a couple of bonus tracks by Dodie Stevens. This first one came out in 1959, and it's another one of those ballads that she loves to sing. This one is called Miss Lonely Hearts.
Now let me see. I think I've covered everything, but I better read it through just once more. Miss Lonely Hearts, dear Miss Lonely Heart, I'm writing this letter to you, 'cause you're so wise, so please advise this sad little girl what to do. His name is Bill, he's my one big thrill, but lately
Miss Lone.
finally, here's one that came out in 1969. It was Doty doing an answer song to the Kenny Rogers hit, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. But she didn't do it as Doty Stevens. On the record, it said Geraldine Stevens. So this is Geraldine, a.k.a. Doty, and Billy, I've Got to Go to Town.
I painted up my lips and rolled and curled my tinted hair. Billy, now you sure I'm gonna cheat on you somewhere. I don't know how much longer I can stand this jealousy. Oh, Billy, please have some faith in me. Begged you not to go and fight that crazy Asian war, but you believed so strongly in what you were fighting for, and now you've got to sit and stare at shadows on the ground. Oh, Billy, I've got to go to town. I'd gladly give the world if I could make you understand. Well, I said I do, and that's still true. You'll always be my man. They robbed you of your legs, don't let them strip you of your pride. Oh, Billy, you're still a man inside. Don't make me leave this house with you accusing me of wrong. 'Cause Billy, it's so hard to go and leave you here alone. You've given all you've got to give, and now it's up to me. Oh, Billy, that's how it's got to be.